Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, folks. We're going to talk a little bit today about a number of things. Terry, what you got on the list there?
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about our trip to Covenant Woods yesterday. We went there with our therapy dog group, and we had a great, great day. We also recorded an episode there. However, when I got back to the computer today and started to try to pull it up, I found out that there was a user error with the mobile system that we have, and basically it was pooched up. So we didn't have that, no pun intended. It was pooched up, though. So we're just going to talk a little bit about it, and the next time that the therapy dog group gets together, we're going to do an episode live at the event and post that up to the website. We're also going to talk about Sparky and Murphy event that happened at Covenant Woods. Just talk a little bit about that and how we're going to work through what we saw there. Going to talk about a movie I saw that's dog-related this weekend. And we're going to get a Winston update. So we got kind of a hodgepodge of stuff, but it should all be good.
Yep, should be. Well, we'll start, like you said, with our visit to the elder care facility, Covenant Woods. It's a facility like many that has multiple kinds of residents within it. There are people who live in independently. We don't tend to visit them. We do visit with folks in assisted living, skilled nursing, and on the memory unit. But yesterday what we did, one of our team members actually works there, and he had kindly reserved their meeting room. And that's where we had our team meeting and training, which ended up being almost 2 hours long. Pretty darn amazing.
It was a great day, and the facilities were awesome. I mean, we couldn't ask for anything better. Really couldn't.
Yeah, it was pretty fabulous. And what we have is a team of operational therapy dogs, dogs who have already been tested and are registered and are working therapy dogs. But we also have a lot of dogs and their handlers who are on their way up, and that's what we encourage. It's great for dogs and people to learn from one another, and oftentimes people who aren't doing a thing yet have the best, freshest ideas and the best questions. Why do you do this? Oh, maybe there's a better way, that sort of thing. At any rate, it was a great group. Who did we have there yesterday, Terry?
Well, I was there, my wife Vicki, and we had both of our dogs, Sparky and Surrey.
And Murphy was there with me, yep. And we had two other operational dog teams, Dixie the German Shepherd, and her mom, Debbie, and Humdinger was there. Hummy happens to be Dixie's German Shepherd brother. He is not operational yet, and his handler is Susan. And oh, by the way, if you ever meet Hummy, you'll probably know it because he weighs 116 pounds.
And he's got the coolest ears.
Oh, they just like touch each other all the time.
I didn't realize it was a shepherd. I thought it was some sort of other breed when I first saw it. Because it's a lighter color, than it doesn't have the dark face, and then the ears are very different. So it was
amazing.
And
he's a horse.
Oh, he's huge.
But he is the most gentle giant in the world. He's the sweetest thing. Oh, I love him to death. At any rate, so they were there. The other operational dog was Nana, also a big one. She is a black Newfoundland, and her dad is Paul. And in fact, he and his wife have three other Newfs at home. Can you imagine the fur on their floor?
I can't imagine having four dogs that big in one house.
But all, I think Paul and Andrea plan to have all four dogs operational as therapy dogs. I think they have that in mind. And Andrea was there with one of the other dogs, a female named India, who's, I think, a little over a year old. Who else was there? Is that it?
Vicky and Lily.
Ah, Vicky and Lily. Yes, we had another Newfoundland. And Lily is a black Newfoundland, and she also is about a year old. So, as you can kind of hear from our description, we've got a lot of big dogs in the room. In fact, Sparky and Surrey are the smallest, being cattle dogs, but you know what? They don't know that.
No, they don't have a clue.
They assume they weigh 200 pounds. But here's what we did, guys. It was a fabulous day. We are trying to create an atmosphere where we can train together and learn from each other and be better at what we do as therapy dog teams. So we practiced our obedience skills. We practiced the dogs in and out of tight spaces. We started teaching some new fun things that we can do with clients in therapy dog work. One of them concerns a beach ball, which is pretty darn cool. What else did we do, Terry?
Well, speaking for my dog specifically, they learned a lot of new things. So they learned to do paws, mm-hmm. which is bringing the paws up onto a chair or an object, a table, or on the legs. That was new for both of them.
Cool.
They both learned to back up, and that was new for both of them.
Excellent.
Sparky learned to do touch-its, which was new for him.
Sweet.
Suri was repracticing. She was a little rusty when we started. We hadn't done touch-its in a while.
Let me stop right there. Keep thinking.
Go ahead.
But touch-it, if you don't know, this is actually targeting an object, and it starts using your hand with the dog's nose. When you say touch-it, your dog will touch your hand with his nose. And we use it for all kinds of things later on. Okay, is there anything else?
There was, but I can't remember. But those are big deals. I mean, if you think of two dogs, one being a middle-aged dog learning three or four new things in a day, That's significant.
That's extraordinary.
They were exhausted. We got out of there. They crashed in the Jeep on the way home. They were both out sound.
Because, folks, what a lot of people don't realize is dogs can get tired not only from physical exercise, but from mental exercise.
Yeah.
So challenging them always throughout their lives. Sparky's almost five, we think.
Yeah, five-ish.
So, you know, and we don't know how much training he's had in his life, but he seems to love it.
Yeah. Oh, he takes to it.
And he's a quick learn. So just recapping a minute, the paws up in therapy dog world is used usually when an individual is in a hospital bed and the bed cannot be lowered enough for the person to reach the dog's head to pet them. So we do a very controlled paws up on the side of the bed so that person in bed can pet the dog. And let's see, what was the other one?
Back up.
Hospitals are notorious for having really tight spaces. The first time I ever used backup with Murphy, remember he's a 90-pound chocolate lab, and he doesn't do U-turns real well in some spots. Well, there was a lady in a hospital room, and the space between her bed and the wall was very tight. He was in head first with her petting him, but then someone walked in with the camera, and she wanted a picture taken of her and Murphy. So I first told Murphy to back out because he couldn't turn around to get out. Then I physically turned him and then told him to back again, and he beep, beep, beep. Susan, that's borrowed from you, baby. He backed into the appropriate position to be next to her so they could have their picture taken.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
So, guys, that's the kind of stuff we do, you know, and it's fabulous because it gets the dogs ready to work.
Yeah. It really does. Yeah. And the other thing that was neat about yesterday, so that was Sparky's second class, but that was Suri's first. And Suri is pretty young. She's a 14, 15-month-old dog, and she's, being cattle dog, she's got lots and lots of energy, so we weren't sure how that was going to go. She was stellar. I was so pleased at how good she did. Once she got in there and she realized, hey, this is work time, this isn't play, she was spot on the entire thing.
She was amazing to me because, for one thing, we don't normally train dogs for over an hour at a time. Now, granted, we had some meeting time and all of that. We weren't working them all of the time. But Suri is a very young dog. And, folks, I'm going to tell you what. She's wired for sound. Bottom line. But Terry's right. She got it. She worked the entire hour and 45 minutes. Whatever they asked her to do, she did it. She was absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
So that means that as she gets older, folks, every month a dog gets older, they mature that much more. Suri is going to be a whole different dog by the time she hits two. And one of the reasons, you guys, is Terry and Vicky work with their dogs all the time. It's hugely important. You can't teach a dog sit, stay, down, and walk away. That's all you'll ever have, and you're going to lose that if you don't revisit it. So anyway, yeah, it was a fabulous day.
It was. And like I said, well, next time we get together, we're going to do another show, and I don't expect there to be any technical issues with it because now I know what happened, and so I can correct it for next time. But we'll get that, and we'll get some folks online. Oh, I know what else we forgot. We had one of the residents that was there with us during most of the training. She just kind of came in. She saw the dogs, and her name was Nancy, and she was – that's another reason I was – bummed that we missed it. She gave us a great plug. She just enjoyed the time she sat there watching the dogs, and it was great. It was great to have an audience to watch.
Well, yeah, just this little elderly woman who obviously was a dog lover lifelong and followed the dogs into the room. It's like she got to go around and meet every single one of them, yeah. Pet them.
Yeah.
It was great for the dogs. It was great for her. Yeah, I'm thinking she had a fabulous day.
I think it was pretty good for her. So we did have one thing. We went out and took a break during the training, and Murphy and Sparky had a little disagreement. And I didn't actually see it. I heard it, but I had Surrey, and my back was to the other dogs. So I wasn't sure what happened, but Dee did see it, and Vicky was there with Sparky. And nothing really happened other than some grumbling at each other, I think.
Well, and as these things happen, I didn't see it exactly. I didn't see what led up to it. But I got it right as it was happening. And Murphy, again, weighs about 90 pounds. How much does Sparky weigh?
About 45 or
45, 50. So there's a vertical difference in them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they're both neutered males. And at this point, we're out in a grassy area, dogs everywhere, handlers everywhere, everybody on leash. And at that point, Sparky and Murphy were probably about 18 inches apart, nose to nose. And Sparky went and kind of snapped and snarled, and Murphy just went, huh? So what it was in trainer terms was it was a little piece of reactive dog. For whatever reason, Sparky decided Murphy looked at him cross-eyed, or he just got a vibe he didn't like, or Murphy came too close to him and when he wanted his space. We don't know exactly why the dog did it. But what we're going to do, since we got to see this, and as a trainer, I want to see these things happen. What we're going to do is work Sparky a lot in the next few months with other dogs,
right.
Teaching him that he can be close to them anywhere, any dog, any, doesn't matter male or female, doesn't matter age, size, nothing, and we'll fix it. And we'll revisit this on future broadcasts.
I would hope we can get some of this on video too, put it up on the site.
Be great.
So folks can see it. But yeah, and Dee and I talked about it a little bit before we started recording today, and I hadn't thought about it, but I think, you know, there was some of that made his stress level worse because of situationally. He had a lot of dogs he didn't know before. He was in an environment he's never been before, and it was very different. He was working very hard. He'd already had an hour worth of training. Mm-hmm. I think he just... there was just enough there that he was getting grumpy.
Right, and I absolutely agree that is as likely as anything to be what was going on. And remember that, folks, with your own dogs. Like Terry said when we were talking about this before the broadcast, you know, he's never done that at home or in his own neighborhood, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's met other dogs and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, plays
and
with other dogs.
My immediate response was, but that wasn't his comfort zone.
Right.
And he has been in your home how long?
We got him in January, so not quite 4 months.
Okay, so... the cool thing is he's settled so much into your home that the neighborhood is not a problem, and that's in only 4 months. That's not very long. So, and I'm over here, by the way, talking with my hands, and I know y'all can't see it, but Terry's being just like my dogs are. He's following my hands, you know?
Somebody has to watch.
That's right. At any rate, folks, just remember that with your dogs, that place matters, new matters. And dogs can get stressed over things we're not even aware of.
Yep.
So just watch their body language. And if something happens that you don't understand and your dog is acting a little squirrely, walk away with your dog. Take your dog to another area.
Yeah, don't leave the dog and
yeah,
leave.
Shit.
Yeah, dog goes with you.
rewind. If something squirrely happens with your dog, take your dog by the leash and move to another area.
Thanks for clarification.
Oh, God. Okay,
onward. So, what are we... I know what we're going to talk about. I saw Bolt this weekend, which is an animated film about dogs, surprisingly.
Ooh.
And it was really cool. Bolt was a rescue dog in the movie, of course.
All right.
Couple things just from... I really like animated movies anyway, and this was amazing, the animation in this. It's a Disney picture. Oh, my God.
Okay, I mean, so I'm going to have to see this tonight.
You need to watch this. Yeah, it's just, they're phenomenal stuff, the hair moving and stuff.
No.
The dog is cool. The story is excellent. It's got great supporting characters. John Travolta is actually the voice for the dog.
Is he really?
Yeah, and does a great job. I didn't realize it till afterwards.
So does the dog dance?
No. Doesn't wear a white suit either. Could, I guess. One of my favorite characters in it is a hamster called Rhino, who is hysterical. You just got to kind of see Rhino because it's just...
Okie dokie.
I don't want to spoil it, but there's a scene. My favorite scene in the movie is when they're trying to rescue this cat from the pound. And Rhino's the main person in this whole scene of everything taking place.
Okay.
It is hysterical. I was laughing out loud, really loud. It was great. Anyway,
cool.
So watch Bolt.
All right.
Cool movie.
Will do.
Great for kids. It's a good thing. And there's some little things in the background that take place more adult oriented, but not adult oriented.
Right.
But you know, they're meant to be funny for us. The kids might not catch it.
That's great, man.
So it's good
stuff. Everybody go see Bolt.
Go see Bolt. It's worth the rental. Great flip.
Excellent.
Winston, we talked in an earlier episode about Joy and Don. Sorry, guys, and their rescue Winston, who is an Australian Terrier, and Dee has been working with them trying to overcome a couple issues, but one of it is to get Winston to bond with Don. And so she just had another session with them, and what's the result?
Wow! I'll tell you. This sort of stuff just makes me want to be a dog trainer for ever. This was our third session. They're spaced 2 to 3 weeks apart. And when I pulled into the driveway today, both Don and Joy were in the front yard with their dogs on leash practicing behavior skills. This is so awesome because neither dog really had many obedience skills when we started. So I also noticed that Don had a really long line attached to Winston. So, you know, got filled in on that later. But as far as the bonding thing goes, you wouldn't believe it. Now when Don walks Winston, Winston's watching him. He's like, what are we doing? What are we doing, Dad? What are we doing? He wouldn't even look at him the first week I was there. It is the most phenomenal thing. And he has got a recall on that dog now, and that's why he had the long line on him. He would walk away maybe 20, 30, 40 feet, whistle or call Winston. He would go flying to Don fast as his little paws would carry him. It just blows my mind. They're doing everything right. They're doing everything I asked them to do as far as homework is concerned. And we're actually starting now to work a little bit with Napoleon as well, that Joy's Yorkie.
Yep.
And one of the big things is that Napoleon had been an only dog,
right,
and a small breed dog. So I found this to be true with a lot of folks. Didn't work with him a lot because they didn't really feel they needed to. Well, now we've got a second dog.
Mm-hmm.
So now everybody kind of needs to learn house manners, leash manners, so they can take them out together.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about them riding in Don's favorite vehicle, the Jeep.
Woohoo! Mine too.
We've got a Jeeper here. at any rate, so we started talking about things like seatbelts for the dogs in the Jeep, so that Winston hopefully can get over his car sickness, which he has a little bit of. But we're going to work on that. At any rate, it's going fabulously well.
Excellent.
I am so proud of both the humans here because they're really working hard to get their dogs to a place where they can take them anywhere this summer and for the rest of their lives and really enjoy them in public.
That's cool.
It's all good.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Winston was interesting the first time I met him. He came with some baggage, which a lot of rescue dogs do.
Right.
But Don was really committed to making sure that he had a good forever home, and that was really cool. Knowing what he was getting into, a little bit at least, on the surface, that it's all uphill.
Well, and that is so very true. I think anyone who brings a dog into their home has to be committed to making life as good as they can with that dog, and Don is just amazing. He is going to turn out to be not just a dog owner, but like you and Vicky, a dog handler. He's that good with Winston.
Cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. I look forward to seeing it again, seeing them again.
And I told them that we would. I needed to get some pictures of the dogs because we need to put them on our website because
Sweet.
We talk about them.
You can do that.
Cool.
All right. Well, I think that's a wrap for today.
All righty.
It's been a good show, and we will talk to you guys later. See ya.
See you next time.